Well, the demand for workers in Australia has never been higher, with more people now in full-time jobs than there were before the pandemic ripped the jobs market apart. So since there is such high demand, could we finally be on the cusp of higher wages after years of virtual stagnation? Well, in its latest public statement, the Reserve Bank says no, and not for some years. And economists warn that older women may actually slip into poverty in that time. Here's business reporter David Taylor.
The huge demand for workers is surprising even the experts.
So it does show that labour demand growth is still really strong, and it's surprising to us how much strength is continuing.
ANZ economist Catherine Birch says there have never been more job openings.
So it suggests that people who do lose work post-JobKeeper, most of them should be able to find another job relatively quickly.
The government has consistently argued the higher the demand for workers, the more likely it is they'll bag a pay rise. But despite obvious signs of increasing demand, that isn't happening. The Reserve Bank blames what it calls considerable spare capacity in the labour market, meaning too many workers still need work or want more hours. Catherine Birch agrees that's a key hurdle to higher pay.
So we'll still need to see that strong labour demand growth continue for some time to continue to bring down underutilisation.
There's also been little movement at the lower end of the pay scale. Annual increases in the minimum wage were deferred this financial year, leaving many workers with a pay freeze for some months. The Fair Work Commission staggered the rollout of wage increases for more than 2.2 million workers on the minimum wage, or whose pay is tied to those decisions. The Australian Council of Trade Unions is now calling for an increase in the minimum wage of $26 a week and says anything less is a recipe for a very unequal society. RMIT University economist Leonora Reese analyses the jobs market. She says the power in the labour market still rests overwhelmingly with bosses. And while it means little to no pay increases for workers more broadly, she's especially concerned about the plight of older women in the current jobs market.
So there is something going on where those women's employment opportunities, their economic security, is under threat. And they're in a more precarious state where they're more at risk of facing homelessness, poverty, and the dangers, the physical risk that are associated.
Well, the recent record increase in job vacancies, does that provide some hope to that cohort?
I think the increase in job vacancies provides hope for a lot of job seekers. The question is whether employers are more willing to offer opportunities to that particular age group. They bring great experience and wisdom and reliability. The question is whether or not employers are going to extend that offer to them.
In a statement, the Treasurer Josh Frydenberg told PM there's still a long way to go in recovering from this crisis. But Australia's labour market recovery has been strong, beating expectations. He says the key to lifting wages is lifting productivity growth. And that's why the government's focused on equipping workers with better skills and improving our industrial relations framework.
Business reporter David Taylor.